we do need to have a register of vulnerable people, and these people, we need to have a plan in place of if there's no electricity, perhaps they need a generator, or but there needs to be some kind of plan in place. So a task force needs to be set up to do a full evaluation from GPs, from public health nurses, all the healthcare providers need to feed into that. Council, the council helpline needs to feed into that. County councillors need to feed into that, of what the issues were, what were the problems, and what type of solutions do we need. Because we do know it was unprecedented, this storm, and everyone did their absolute level best. And there are issues in terms of energy security and all of that. But I suppose if it happens again, we cannot be left with people without power who are these vulnerable people for any length of time. But 3 to 15 days is totally unacceptable.
And councillor, so you were highlighting there how there's a lot of vulnerable people, and that the threats to them may have been even extended or increased as a result of the power outages that people weren't entirely aware of, being how dependent we are on electrical medical items. And you did point out that, you know, a lot of good work went in amongst community members by setting up community hubs and attending to maybe vulnerable neighbours, and that was fantastic work. But do you also kind of think that it was a shame that it was put upon community members to have to act in such a way? They acted fantastically, but it shouldn't have had to be on them. And you're kind of very much looking for a post-mortem to be done after all this between all authorities, all organisations, all agencies, to kind of make sure, well, look, if it happens again, perhaps it can't be controlled, but certainly the response can be controlled.
Absolutely. I really like your analogy of a post-mortem. Definitely there needs to be a root and branch examination of what occurred, because it kind of the communities did come out, and always, and in any natural disaster, any storm, communities will come out, but it shouldn't. Oftentimes these people weren't found, you know, until the public health nurse went to visit them, and they had no electricity for a few days, and they're sitting beside a fire. And, you know, so with the ESB, when they have vulnerable people, that they know who they are, that there's some kind of mechanism of communication to ensure that they have generators, and that they're prioritised, and that their lines are prioritised perhaps, so that they return to power, or that other action plans take place.